This news story was written by Samantha Cherry. ProPublica work wins 3 Polk Awards, including Probe of Justice's Ethics. Now in its 75th year, the George Polk Awards for Journalism honors stories from 2023 about wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, the juvenile justice system, medical devices, and more. ProPublica won 3 George Polk Awards in journalism, including for its coverage of Supreme Court Justice's Ethics, tying the New York Times for most newsroom wins for work published in 2023. Now in its 75th year, the Polk Awards, named after a CBS correspondent who was murdered while covering the Greek Civil War, honors investigative reporting that gains attention and achieves results, its host institution Long Island University said in a news release Monday. The staff of ProPublica won the National Reporting Award for uncovering the lavish gifts that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas had secretly been receiving for decades from Texas billionaire Harlan Crow. ProPublica's further reporting also revealed that Justice Samuel Alito accepted a luxury Alaskan fishing trip with business mogul and GOP donor Paul Singer, and didn't recuse himself when Singer had cases before the court. Following the controversy, the justices pledged to follow a broadly written code of conduct. The nonprofit investigative news outlet also won a medical reporting award for With Every Breath, its series with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that brought to light how the manufacturer Philips marketed breathing machines for sleep apnea that posed severe health risks for consumers. ProPublica faced a conundrum with the series, as its management opted to publish while the Post-Gazette employees continued an ongoing strike against the newspaper's owners. Another medical reporting award was given to CBS News and KFF Health News for When Medical Devices Malfunction, on the Food and Drug Administration's failure to notice faulty instruments before they harmed patients. The Polk Awards recognized multiple news organizations for their reportage of war in Ukraine and Israel-Gaza. The New York Times won awards for foreign reporting and photojournalism of the Israel-Gaza war. Vice News received a nod in television reporting, and The New Yorker won accolades in magazine reporting and commentary from both wars. Given the significance of this year's program, we sensed a special imperative to honor work in the tradition of George Polk, awards curator John Darnton said in a statement. And as horrific as the outbreak of war in the Middle East and the ongoing fighting in Ukraine were, they provided us with no shortage of magnificent reporting, done at great peril from which to choose. Masha Gessen won the commentary award for their New Yorker essay, In the Shadow of the Holocaust, which riled some with its critique of Germany, as Gessen noted how the country viewed opposition to Israel's policies as anti-Semitism. After the essay published, Gessen was accused of anti-Semitism, and 2 sponsors withdrew support to honor them with the Hannah Arendt Prize for Political Thought. The Kids of Rutherford County, a collaboration among WPLN, ProPublica, and Serial Productions from the New York Times, about a juvenile discipline system that violated state law, won in the podcast category. The Local Reporting Award went to Streets Blog NYC for an investigation of fake temporary license plates. The Gazette in Colorado Springs received the State Reporting Award for exposing flaws in the family court system. Reuters won the Business Reporting Award for its stories on poor business practices at Elon Musk's companies. The Justice Reporting Award went to Brian Howie, a freelance reporter whose work unveiled deceptive tactics carried out by California police. He began his reporting while a student at the University of California at Berkeley, and the story was later published in the Los Angeles Times and turned into a podcast segment for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. The Sidney H. Shanberg Prize, a $25,000 award that honors long-form journalism about armed conflicts, war crimes, government corruption, and other abuses, was awarded to Jason Motlock of Rolling Stone for chronicling the chaos of life in Haiti. The Polk Awards were chosen from nearly 500 entries, the organization said. Several winners collaborated across newsrooms, and local news outlets submitted strong work on social issues. Many reporters are still holding governments and corporations accountable for malfeasance and corruption, Darnton said. Current and past winners of the Polk Awards will gather in New York on April 12th at a luncheon hosted by CNN anchor Anderson Cooper. In celebration of the award's 75th anniversary, a group of journalists were also named Polk Laureates to recognize their career achievements in investigative reporting. The Washington Post's Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were among the journalists announced as part of the first class of Polk Laureates, along with former Post executive editor Martin Barron. Laureates also include CNN's chief international anchor Christiane Amanpour, 1619 Project creator Nicole Hannah-Jones, former New York Times editor-in-chief Dean Baquet, and New Yorker editor David Remnick.